fellow Mainers, many of you may know that I grew up on the streets, and I'm a blue-collar governor. I'm not a politician, and I tell it like it is. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. Some say my language is colorful and refreshing. Others say it is rough and offensive. If I have offended anyone, I apologize. But folks, it is time to wake up. Sometimes the only way I can get your attention is to use straight talk. Over the years, I've been criticized for my comments about the president and the dangers of the federal government growing too large and too powerful. Since then, we have seen an administration embroiled in scandals over the IRS, Benghazi, drones, spying on the press, and gun running. Talk about offensive. And that doesn't even include the $17 trillion in national debt or a health insurance mandate that will crush the life out of our economy. Some of my comments about politics in Augusta have also caused outrage. If the Maine people saw what really happens under the dome, they would be outraged too. Politicians, lobbyists, big greedy corporations, unions, and special interests ignore what is best for Mainers and fight to maintain the status quo. They work overtime to expand welfare and to grow government, and they will gladly increase your taxes to pay for it. They would rather enact a bad budget that harms Mainers than make the hard choices and face the consequences at the next election. I find that obscene. I proposed legislation that would reduce electricity costs for everyone, decrease taxes, reform welfare, create jobs, and improve education. These proposals would benefit all Mainers. But politicians work around the clock to kill common sense legislation just because I proposed it. They would rather ignore the best interests of Maine people than see the governor get good legislation passed. That is truly offensive. Being hateful toward me is one thing, but punishing Mainers just to see me lose is absolutely disgraceful. One Democratic leader told the media that it doesn't matter what the governor does because they have the votes to override the budget veto. This kind of obstructionist has no place doing the people's business. They come to Augusta to keep score for political losses and wins, not to do what's right for the Maine people. You won't see these stories in the media. When the politicians step in front of the cameras, they say they are seeking bipartisan solutions to improve the lives of Mainers. It sounds good. Then they turn around, ignore the Maine people, and get back to their score sheets. Folks, if you believe the status quo is working, then you are sadly mistaken. I might have to use some street talk to wake you up. Politicians strive to be politically correct and end up doing the wrong thing. I'm not politically correct, but we strive to present good public policy. I worked in the private sector as a successful turnaround consultant for failing businesses. I see our state as a failing organization in need of a turnaround. It will take tough decisions and bold moves to eject Maine from its status as one of the nation's highest taxed states and the 50th worst place to do business. It's not a job for the weak or faint-hearted, but Augusta is full of politicians who refuse to reduce the size of government. They refuse to improve education, and they absolutely refuse to reform welfare. They won't consider resources that would reduce the cost of electricity for everyone. They won't even attempt to lower your taxes. Yes, folks, this makes me mad, and it should make you mad, too. I came to Augusta to make a difference in the lives of Mainers, not to count votes and compromise my principles. I've told my cabinet that if we are in Augusta only to get reelected, we are in the wrong business. We are not here to get through the next election. We are here to protect the next generation.